From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. Ask me why I did it that way.
Because you know.
Jesse. Because I've noticed every... No, don't mark that one down.
Okay.
Bastard is an okay word. They can say that. They said that in the Bible. Okay. If it's in the Bible, we can say it on the show.
They said a lot of things in the Bible.
Yeah, but not the ones I want to say.
No?
Not any Bible I've read. The reason I said it that way is I've gone back and listened to a couple of the shows I've done before, and I really sound less than enthusiastic when I do the intro sometimes. Hunter said it's very easy to tell when I'm not all there, I'm not with it, and one of the things I pride myself on is being able to fake it, even when I'm not excited. Dalton, don't get excited right now.
I didn't say anything.
So I'm trying to make it sound like I'm interested in having you guys here so the listeners out there aren't worried.
I'm trying to have it seem like I'm interested to have you guys here. It's one of those complisults.
Yeah.
Like, it's a compliment, but also an insult.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've
it's
got
called,
it.
It's called backhanded.
Yeah. No, backhanded, it's a complisult. Am I the only one that watched Community?
I mean, I watched it. Front hand, backhand.
Front hand!
So those voices you hear, if you remember them from your nightmares, on the left here, making this triumphant return. Tanner, when's the last time you were on the show? It was with me and Asa, right? We did that horror episode of Five Star Man and One of Mr. 100. So Tanner, the man himself, is back for this week. Hello, Tanner.
Howdy, howdy.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
It's always good to have you here. We had so much fun today playing WWE 2K16.
Most fun we've had on a Thursday in at least a year.
Yeah, because we basically set up we did the face capture thing. All of us are in the game. Literally almost every member of Podzilla 1985 is in the game. And we set it up to where we wrestled match after match and we let the computer do it and we watched them. And it was fun to see these versions of ourselves that are better than the real us fighting and winning for glory, and people adore them and there's adulation, you know, and we're sitting on the couch stuffing our faces full of potato Olays. Yeah.
Potato Olays.
Yeah, we had Taco John's.
Oh.
Yeah. So Big T is here.
Have Taco John's.
The man himself. The guy you hear down at the end is my good friend, Jesse Kimball.
Yo.
Let me tell you what this guy did. 2 days ago.
What I do?
Yesterday. It was yesterday. I was starving. I didn't have anything to eat here at the store. There was nobody around, and the people that were around didn't bring me food. Thank you, Dalton. So I complain in the chat, well, I'm just going to buy myself delivery. I checked my bank account. Mr. 100 became Mr. Negative 22.
It wasn't your band name. That was your bank account.
Yeah. So I said, man, I'm hungry. Someone buy me food. I felt like Christine Chandler off of the internet. No one knows who that is. So all of a sudden, this pizza guy walks in with Ethan and says he's got a pizza for Shannon. And I'm like, who bought this for me? I look around at Hunter and Dalton and whatnot, and they all know, not us. And the guy reads the name. It's Jesse Kimball. Jesse Kimball bought me a piece and had it delivered to the store. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. Jesse, you're a lifesaver. Thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy.
No, you're missing the most important part of that story where, like, we're all looking at each other really awkwardly. And I just like, he paid for it, right? Like, it's paid for. Like, we don't owe money to you. And then he tipped him $100, so.
Ooh, don't tell him that. That's the prank. He's not supposed to know about the prank. Dalton, I'm also going to need you to back away from your mic just a little bit.
Sorry.
See, Tanner and Dalton, we've got it set up to where we can do five mics at once now. And Tanner and Dalton are sharing a mic. Now, Tanner is a very soft-spoken guy. Dalton is a loud, shrill, almost angsty, My Chemical Romance-style, teenage, girly man. And when he shrieks like you just saw Justin Bieber for the first time, and Tanner is over there low-key like he's on CJ's favorite medicine, the two kind of create different noises. And I'm getting a pause here, okay?
No, you're good. It's just a lap.
Oh.
All right, I got a lap there.
We got to beep that. You got to let me know.
I think that's what he was motioning to, because he knew he was about to swear at him.
Oh, wow, these laps don't make sense.
It's the second one. Oh.
Yeah, no, the iPhone.
No, you goofed it.
All right, so 4 minutes in. Just remember, Lindsay, 4 minutes.
Well, I mean, we can figure the math out.
That's the total time. That's the time since the last lap.
Yeah, I figured lap would be.
Use a dummy.
You know what this reminds me of? That Simpsons episode where Bart has a watch. He goes, what comes after the 12? One. No, after the 12.
It's always like, it was one of those things that I've always loved, like back when we were doing PWU in here with Asa, you and myself. And it would always be that, like, gag of we would start doing live sound checks.
Yeah.
Where it'd be like, yeah, turn them up a little bit. Like, I'm happy we're doing this on the air.
It's so the listeners know that we're real people. Yeah. I know you guys, you listen to this show and you think that's quality programming. Who writes their stuff? Who produces it? It's all us.
It's true.
It's all original.
Off the cuff.
Dalton Anthony is here.
Yo.
So we got two triumphant returns today. I almost put up three fingers. I almost gave you version one.
Don't count like me.
Who's the MF-er?
You know what? I did want to have, I wanted to bring that segment back. So.
Oh, I have a couple.
Well, we'll nominate, we'll have one for, get ready to lap me here. Motherfucker of the week. We're bringing it back on Thursdays. We're going to elect him tonight. Also along for the ride tonight with us is Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi, I'm here.
Yes,
I missed out on catching a Hitmonchan. I'm sad.
We're going to talk about Pokemon Go a little bit later because this show, well, damn. Where was your input before we started? Why would you not want to talk about Pokemon Go? You still play, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. What else happened in the past week or two other than Pokemon Go?
I would like to note, though.
Oh, San Diego Comic-Con.
Well, that was fun.
I mean, I know we kind of already did a show on it, but I'm sure we can, if we need to squeeze out some info.
Well, here's the problem with that, is that I don't like to cover topics that might step on Jesse Kimball's toes on Nerd Up. So I generally try to avoid video games and comics and stuff like
unless
that.
Unless we have a theme week.
Unless we have a theme week, right, or yeah. Jesse's on the show sometimes. But I like to leave that material for Jesse on Sunday. The same reason Jesse doesn't cover Donald Trump on Nerd Up. Because he doesn't want to take
the reason.
Yeah.
What if Donald Trump had a game? He does have a game. Is there an apprentice game?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm sure there is.
I would like to think it's the making the band game.
But I think more accurate thing, like I wouldn't cover wrestling news on Nerd Up.
I say wrestling.
I don't know. I can't fun to say it. I've honestly like trained myself now to say wrestling. I can't. I even type it out. I can't say wrestling unless I'm really thinking about it.
I think wrestling is a wrestling to guys like me and Dalton is like the N word to black people.
No. I'm going to say no.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Get ready to bleep me. No, I kid. I'm not going to say anything offensive. Okay. But no, in the sense that as wrestling fans, we can say wrestling. And it's okay. But when other people who aren't big wrestling fans say wrestling, it almost has an insulting tone to it. Like, are y'all watching wrestling? And you kind of go,
but it's the Brian Kendrick.
I show up to the pay-per-views. Does that count?
And we had fun on Sunday.
That's true.
At Battleground. It was a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I try not to cover Jesse's topics and Jesse doesn't cover my topics and we have a nice little agreement here.
That way people aren't getting, double teamed on topics if they're listening to more than one show.
Yeah. And sometimes it's unfortunate because I would love to cover comics and stuff more, but you've usually got a full roster on Sunday and I already do three shows a week. I feel like I don't need to do four or five.
Remember when we used to be on every show?
I do remember that. And now that's Asa.
That is Asa.
There are some weeks Asa could go 5 for 5,
but he is the 5-star man.
It's true. It's almost expected of him.
I think on a normal week, he only does 3, which is...
Yeah. Three on a good week. He could do 4 if he stuck around for Thursday's show. And then I don't know why he would ever do the sports show, because I don't think he knows anything about sports.
Outside of wrestling, no, I don't think so. There, happy?
Did you say wrestling?
Yeah, it took a lot. Like, I had to think about it for a second. I still almost said it.
We're proud of him.
Yeah.
Good job.
Also noticed that I talk too fast sometimes. Do you notice that?
Yeah, whenever I listen to episodes, like you and Asa on PWU for sure.
Yeah.
Like there's times where you'll be like, all right, 10 minutes left. So Asa wants to get all of his information out, and I don't blame him because he has such a knowledge week to week where he just like starts talking really fast.
Yeah.
And it's almost funny because like, on an iPhone, which is what I listen to the podcast on, there's like you can hit a button, it'll like speed it up half, like 1.5 speed. So I'm like, did I accidentally hit that button? And then I see no times one. And I was like, no, he's just talking really quick now.
Yeah, he calls it the rapid fire on Nerd Up.
Yeah, no,
he called it that on PWU this week too. He said rapid fire news real quick. And then we go through it. And I noticed that sometimes I just talk fast in general. Like it's like, I don't know how to describe it correctly, but the words come so quickly to my brain, to my mouth, that I go faster than I mean to. And then when I listen to myself afterwards, I feel like, I don't know. It just doesn't sound good to me. It just sounds like I'm just like babbling. I ramble a lot. I'd like to cut down on the rambling. I'm not repeating myself. I'm not saying every 2 seconds.
I get it.
He doesn't even know.
Valley Girl just came in.
Valley Girl.
Hello. Real quick, Tanner, let's start off with you.
Yo.
I have a news article that relates to each one of you. That's my secret this week.
Uh-oh.
So this will be
only
fun.
Because I told you something earlier, probably.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm terrified.
Let's terrifying, Tanner.
Terrifying Tanner Thursday.
We were going to, by the way,
October?
Calm down. Not yet. Close enough.
We were going to start this week. We're going to start topical Thursdays because Tanner, the man himself, is expecting a child. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And he's on leave right now. But since he is here tonight, we're going to delay topical Thursday for a week. We're going to do Tanner Thursday, but it's topical Tanner Thursday. It's TTT.
Triple T.
Triple T. It's a good name.
And it's not October, so there's no.
It's confusion. A different triple T. That's a completely separate triple T.
This is just confusing all the way around.
Triple T times two?
Take
two?
T cubed.
T cubed. So, Tanner, here's my topic for you, my friend. Did you know? They're making a Blair Witch sequel. You've heard of this?
I thought they had made a Blair Witch sequel.
My triggers.
toast.
Ethan, cut out that toast making back there.
Ethan Craig Miles in the back cooking up toast and Brown and Tanner out. They did make a sequel to the Blair Witch Project.
No, they didn't.
I get it. The Matrix.
They should have made
a sequel to that movie. It was really good.
Book of Shadows, don't you remember?
Shut up, Shannon.
Season of the Witch?
Just like Super Babies 2. Baby Geniuses 2?
Spy Kids 3D.
Son of the Mask.
Stop it. Sequelitis again. We've already done this.
Except he's naming off all the bad ones now.
That's why we did that too.
I just did Spy Kids 3D.
I can't think of any. Godfather 3.
Terminator 3.
Scary Movie 3. Movie after 2.
I still like Terminator 3.
I didn't.
It's Salvation's the one that I dislike the most.
Tooth Fairy 2.
Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Tooth Fairy 1.
That was Larry the Cable Guy. Of course Tanner knew it.
Oh no. He's starting early. Get ready to bleep it.
He's just salty. That's all it is.
He lost the championship tonight.
He did.
Unjustifiably so.
Both of them,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're naked as a Jaybird. You're surprisingly fitting in that role. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
So, Tanner, what do you think about Blair Witch? I don't remember. What is it called? It's just called Blair Witch.
Yeah, where the original was called Blair Witch Project. This one's called Blair Witch.
Now, raise your hand here. This is a great, great
visual gag.
No, I
thought it was a point to the...
He wanted you to answer.
Now, who here has seen the original Blair Witch Project? I think everyone's going to raise their hand, right?
Yeah.
Except for Postbot. Go ahead and mark it.
Thank you.
Damn it.
God, you brought that one back too. Like,
why can't we say that one?
It's not important. No, we can say it. I guess it's fine. It's probably fine.
No, I'm good.
Say it. No, say
we
it.
Know. Let's, I know now.
No, Tanner was the one that said everyone likes when you air your dirty laundry on the air. That's why he wanted me to have a particular show
that
this week.
That was a joke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Were we going to do laundry on the show? Is Cape LaCroix going to allow that?
No. What does that even mean?
Did you find Boober Fraggle?
Boober.
He does laundry. Laundry is his life.
Don't mention Boober around Dalton.
He'll get too excited.
Yeah. And he's had a lot of water today.
I can't even lap that one. It's ambiguous enough to where it doesn't matter. Dang it.
Dalton, I got a high five there. Dalton, have you never seen Blair Witch Project?
Mm-mm.
No, it's because you're not a horror fan.
No.
You really don't like horror movies.
I try not to watch them.
Hence the nickname.
Let me.
That's whenever you were like sleepless in Seattle for a whole month. And, I had to fill in for the October shows. Cause that was back when I was still new here.
That's true.
Yeah. So it was just like, there was like 8 of us here and they were like, yeah, we're doing a top 30 scary movies for October. And everybody was like, all right, I'm leaving. And it ended up being you left. And it was Jesse, Shannon, Asa, and myself. And they were like,
Shannon left.
Or it was Jesse, Tanner, Asa, and myself.
Yeah.
Was Lindsay not there?
No. It was just us four. And it was the first October show.
I had to work.
Yeah. So they were like, hey, you need to do these movies. So then I had to phone a friend and like figure out movies because I didn't know any.
I was high as a kite during that time.
Yeah.
Not on drugs, just on lack of sleep and stress. I think my favorite line from that era was I watched the video that Zach Price put up of the only Pro Wrestling Unscripted that he filmed. And he said something of Hunter said something to the degree of Shannon's not here. I don't think Shannon even knows he's not here right now. That made me laugh. Well, you should watch Blair Witch Project because it's really good.
Can you run down about like just generally what the movie
meant?
It's found footage.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you were in Pennsylvania at that time, but you were still sleepless.
No,
not that show. That was the show that,
the following weekend you were in.
Nope,
two weeks after that. That was when, you know, the things and such. Uh-huh. There was stuff happening.
Okay.
Remember that period where I wasn't sleeping?
Yeah, insomnia month.
Yeah. Cause it was sleeping, Pennsylvania. Came back.
Yeah, I miss Terrifying Tana Thursday. I'm so sad about that. Tana, give him a rundown of Blair Witch.
Okay, so you know Shannon and I, we love the found footage genre of horror films.
And that's what that I know it's found footage because I remember talking about it.
It wasn't the first.
Because I think that was the last broadcast.
Yeah. It was what put them on the map, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was like the first big one.
More up front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was for it not showing anything. You haven't watched it, so I'll just tell you. And it's not a spoiler.
He's not going to watch it anyways.
Well, it's such an old movie. Don't say spoilers.
Well, we don't want to go Zach Price on it. And remember when we revealed that Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's dad? And Zach Price flipped out. Why would you say that?
Spoiler alert!
You watched Star Wars yet.
That's
You're not five.
That's not what he said. It's
30 years ago.
I didn't lap it because I didn't say it. Okay, good.
What I'm saying. So I can say this without spoiling it for anybody because whoever's listening, if they haven't watched it, they're not going to watch it.
Yeah.
That's really true.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Blair Witch by this point.
There's nothing in there that is visually terrifying.
Is it just the ambiance of it?
It's the build-up.
The build-up to it.
Like the
sound effects.
The most frightening things I've ever seen in the theater, because I watched the Blair Witch Project with a friend. We had a group that went to the theater, and two of us went to go see that, and two of us went to go see The Haunting, because it was PG-13, and they weren't old enough to get into an R-rated movie. Yeah, I know. So they watched that. We watched Blair Witch, and there's a part where they're in the tent, and you hear giggling outside, and then you see like hands pushing in on the tent, and it legitimately terrified. Like, that was such a scary moment for me. Lindsay, I know you, one of my favorite stories of yours is how you watched the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Please share that with us.
Okay, it was, oh gosh, did it come out in sixth or seventh grade?
Was it that far 90. Away?
No, it was
late
90s. No, it was ninth grade.
It was like 98, 99, something like that.
Yeah, it was late,
okay,
late
it was,
90s.
It was ninth or 10th grade, and my friend had a Halloween party, and we went to her house, and she wanted to watch Blair Witch. So we put it on, and we forgot that we ordered pizza. And at a very tense moment, we see a shadow go across the closed blinds, and then there's a knock at the door. It's the pizza guy, but we all freaked out.
Now, was it just a bunch of girls?
Yeah.
One pizza guy?
Yes.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
My first time watching it,
you're such
it was
a jerk.
At a friend's birthday party. He was having a sleepover. I was 9 or 10. And we watched it. And the next day, we decided to go hiking in the woods out behind his house. And literally, there was an old dilapidated white house in the woods.
A dilapidated boat? Isn't that what you said? An extraordinary xylophone.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Delete her brother Nero.
I know where you're going with this. Anyway. Yeah, there's an old house out in the woods, and it was terrifying. Because you watch the movie, and there's an old dilapidated white house in the woods.
Tanner, generally, when I think of where Tanner lives, I
just expect dilapidated old houses.
I expect a horror film set. Like, old cabin, you probably got some kind of rusty saws laying around.
I mean, it even sounds like mounds.
I mean, that just sounds like my old grandpa's farm.
Mounds sounds like the setting of a horror movie.
Let me tell you about Blair Witch Project. The county that Burkittsville is in Maryland is right next to Calvert County, Maryland.
Your last name's Calvert.
Yes.
He doesn't
what
even know.
What a fascinating coincidence.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a fascinating story about Kimball, Missouri.
It exists.
Does it really?
Yeah.
In Missouri?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
There's also Kimballland. Is a
I like to think that's your theme park.
No, that's a golf course in Jackson.
Oh, I like to think it's your theme park. Come to Kimballland.
Maybe if he likes golf.
Different Kimball.
So speaking of like where I live and just horrifying settings, we've talked kind of jokingly at times about making a horror film.
Yeah.
Ourselves. I have like the best setting in the world for it.
Yeah, your house, I'm assuming.
No, Horseshoe Lake.
That you mean Swamp Lake?
Essentially.
Horseshoe Swamp?
But there's,
are we doing the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Not necessarily. But
or the black creature from... Go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Yeah, lap that one.
Don't lap that one.
This is my new favorite bit.
So
it's the most laps I've seen in years.
There's like literally portions out here at the lake where there's like old cabins that people used to stay in. Like my dad stayed in when he was a kid. And they're like just kind of falling in. Some of them still standing. It's pretty cool.
So any horror movie that we film out there, that has got to be a I just saw a high five at the end of the table. I have to know what's going on.
Well, there is a Kimball, Missouri, and it's approximately 63 miles north of Licking.
And that's what, yep.
Yeah.
I have one better than that, and it's in Utah.
But is it your last name?
No.
Because that's what makes that funny.
I have a friend that currently lives in Beaver, Utah, which is strategically placed 5 miles north of Fillmore.
Fillmore Beaver.
Is it in the same county?
That's, yeah.
Is it Irony County?
Like, she told me this whenever, like, she moved back recently, and she told me about this hotel sign. I didn't believe her until she got back, and she took a picture and sent it to me. And there's a guy owns a Days Inn, and he put it strategically, just perfectly, right in the middle of the county to where he had the name of both towns. So it's literally Fillmore Beaver, Days Inn.
How far apart were these towns from each other?
I have no clue.
69 miles?
Oh, my God.
What? What?
That's a...
He doesn't
what?
Even know.
He doesn't even know.
What do you guys... What? Moving on. Back to Blair Witch Project. Tanner, have you seen the trailer for Blair Witch?
I have.
What'd you think of it?
I'm cautiously optimistic because it goes back to what the original one was.
It didn't look that bad.
To break it down, if anybody hasn't seen it, it's basically Heather, who was the original female cast, female actor for the first one. Her brother thinks that she might still be alive and goes out into the woods trying to find her.
I have a problem with this, though. It reminds me too much of Grave Encounters 2.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Because I was a big Grave Encounters fan. The first one I thought was really good.
It is really good.
It's one of my favorite go-to Halloween movies. Lindsay can attest to that.
It's a good movie.
It is.
Yes, when the you first don't Grave watch Encounters it
once
great.
Every week.
I've stopped because they took it off Netflix.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, Blair Witch. What was I talking about?
Yeah, Blair Witch.
No, the movie.
Oh, Grave
Encounters. You're saying it sounds too much like Grave
the first. Let me explain Grave Encounters to you because you've never seen that. It's basically a spoof of Ghost Adventures.
Okay.
Where a team goes to an old mental hospital and it turns out there's something really there, and in the end, everyone dies except the lead guy who kind of gets trapped in the building. Right. Well, then part two comes out. Part two decides to say that the first one was real. But that it was the actors themselves that went to film the movie, got lost in the mental asylum, and now this guy sneaks in because he's going to go try to find them. And so it's saying that the first one was a movie, but this one's not a movie. This one's real. It's really convoluted. It's not a good movie.
I'm lost.
It was kind of stupid.
Well, like, the premise isn't actually that bad, because it was like... It kind of takes place in our, the second one takes place in our world, in that the first one was a movie.
Yeah. And the people in the movie were the legitimate actors.
Yes.
They were portraying them as the real people that got lost filming the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
So then you have,
new group.
New group. And the ending is what gets convoluted.
The ending is the bad part. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it actually wasn't bad up until the ending. And when they tried to explain how everything happened was just bad.
And the actor from the first movie was so over the top that.
Yes.
It took me out of it. And so Blair Witch 2 did the same thing.
What?
Stop it, Stone Cold. It said that the first Blair Witch was also a movie and that
they did it as if it was real. They still played off that it was real, like they're doing now.
But they made an actual movie this time. Like, yeah. it was not found footage.
Yeah, so it was like a cinematic instead of a found footage. Like,
but it was still portrayed.
It was a third person omnipotent view instead of first person.
Yeah,
I think that only counts in books, right? Like third person omnipotent. Like, it's just.
It just follows.
It's just
the
a third
around.
Person movie.
Okay.
Like, you're not looking through the eyes of any other.
Yeah, movie. you're just seeing the narrative.
It's a standard movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a fourth wall.
It's
yeah.
Okay.
Porn is what it is.
But
what?
I like to break porn? The fourth wall.
Did you say it's porn?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like, I am so lost right now.
The Book of Shadows, that's all they worried about was the nudity in that film.
They did have some nudity. There was some sex, yeah.
I actually don't think I ever saw the second one.
It's really not good. In fact, the nudity is the only part I remember.
Like, you see the Blair Witch, she, like, possesses all kinds of different people.
And the first movie was so good. It's always been one of my favorite horror films.
Now I'm going to ask.
It's smart.
Isn't that the movie where, like, the filming crew, like, completely just screwed with the cast the entire time?
Yeah, when they were out in the woods, they went out there and they actually messed with them. They didn't know what was coming.
Yeah, that's messed up.
So all the reactions were kind of realistic. Yeah. And it was so realistic at the time that my mother actually thought that those people, that it was real, that she thought it was a documentary. So it really fooled some people, you know?
It fooled a lot of America.
Because that was the first time they'd ever done something like that. Like, I mean, there was The Last Broadcast, there was Cannibal Holocaust. was kind of sort of like that. It was a documentary style film, and it was pretty brutal. But this was the first one, like you said, that was mainstream that really caught on, and I thought it was really good. The new one, I'm worried about because I don't know if it's fully third person.
Well, like
it looks like it goes back and forth, and I hate that.
What they would have to do is say that all this took place in like 2008 or something like that, like 6-7 years after the first one, instead of happening in like 2015, and we found his footage, and okay, why is he out in the woods looking for his sister who went missing back in like 2000?
Yeah, you think by 17 years have passed, if she is out there,
she's dead.
She's dead anyway.
And like one point in time,
or
like
a crazy like hermit.
Like in the trailer, you see him walk up to the old house. And he sees a shadow in the window, and he's going, Heather! Heather! Dude, that's not your sister!
I think Lindsay just spoiled the movie. Heather's the bad guy now. In the end, she's going to be the twist.
Oh, if they keep going with that possession thing, yeah. I'm going to be really...
Movie ruined.
Upset.
Yeah, here's how the first movie ended. They ran into the old house, someone standing in a corner, she starts screaming.
Josh was standing in the corner.
Yeah, and then something hits the person that's standing there screaming, camera falls down, movie ends.
Heather?
Yeah.
Heather was... The leading force in the movie.
Left completely open. So.
Yeah. Like literally, like you hear, she walks into the basement, she sees Josh in the corner, and she's saying, Josh, and she's crying, and she gets hit, she falls, the camera kind of falls, and keeps looking at Josh in the corner, hear her whimpering, and it just ends.
Yeah. They never show the witch, they never explain it really.
And when I watched this was back before I'd been jaded to horror movies, thanks to you.
Yes.
So I was scared. I wanted to watch Care Bears afterwards.
Oh, I was terrified after watching it.
And Lindsay actually got really good at watching horror movies after that. We watched so many horror movies together, and she got to a point where she didn't flinch.
The only ones I can't do slasher. I can't.
Until the little straw-haired Skanky McSluddington came into our lives.
Uh-huh.
And then, no, don't laugh.
You're good.
And then she got scared at every single noise that happened in a film.
I did start jumping again after that.
And then Lindsay started jumping after that.
I did.
Then when we started watching horror movies, every time something would happen, she would go, and I would look at her and go, Katie, really?
Okay, thank you. I was confused.
I didn't mean to.
Well, I said straw-haired slutty McSkankington. Who did you think I was talking about?
I don't know. I don't know the other person. I've never met her.
You didn't sleep with her?
No.
I'm shocked.
He didn't work at GameStop.
Oh!
Shots fired.
If someone, please email ointment to damnkatie@yougotburnt.com.
That's just the delivery was beautiful.
Okay.
It was an extraordinary email address.
An extraordinary burn. let's move
on
from...
Come on,
Brother Nero's. So you're going to go see it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to.
I'm going to go see it, too.
I'm still a Blair Witch fan, and I'll have to give this one a chance.
Every movie that I've gone to see this year that I was kind of worried about, I've been very happy with the results. Yeah. Ninja Turtles 2 was good. It wasn't great, but it was good.
I haven't seen it yet.
Warcraft was amazing.
I loved Warcraft.
We all loved Warcraft.
I got a Merlock.
And then Ghostbusters was amazing.
I love Ghostbusters.
So good. Dalton, have you seen Ghostbusters yet?
I haven't watched a lot of movies I need to watch.
You really need to
go
see Ghostbusters.
Okay, so I feel like this probably isn't a spoiler, and if it is, I'm sorry.
But
was there ever a cameo of Harold Ramis?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a bust.
I seen the bust.
That's it. Yeah. Well, he's dead. What'd you want him to do?
Do you think they just dug up the grave?
No, I thought like somebody mentioned like they did like a ghost of him.
No, I think that would have been in poor taste. I think the bust was just fine.
Yeah,
the bust was perfect.
Yeah, because if you do a ghost thing, like take some of his old clips and make it ghostly. Yeah, no. That would be
since it's
too
technically different universe, you couldn't have like an old Ghostbusters commercial playing or something.
Yeah, you couldn't have Egon in any way. So I think that's the best way they could have done it, you know, honoring
him. I enjoyed
him. Yeah.
And then after credits.
Yeah, if you haven't watched Ghostbusters yet.
Go watch it.
Go watch it and stay through the entire credits. Not only is it hilarious, but there's a scene at the very, 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 very end that sets up the second movie.
Yeah.
Which they said they are going to do despite the fact. I didn't want to go off on a tangent on this show.
No, let's go ahead.
So I saw a review. There's a guy on YouTube named Stan Birdman, and that's his username. I don't know what his actual name is. And I love his reviews. He's snarky. He's funny. He's entertaining. Well, he did a review called Awful Video Games for Ghostbusters, the new one. And admittedly, it's not a great game. It's not terrible. It's just kind of there.
It's definitely not a $50 title.
It's not a $50 title. $20, it would be a steal. $50, it is a steal. Just right out of your wallet.
You're right.
Yeah. But this guy, he did a review for it. He did the review the day after Ghostbusters came out. Maybe it was 2 days after Ghostbusters came out in theaters. And in the review, he pointed out how awful Ghostbusters did at the box office, coming in number 2 at like 50 million.
How is that awful?
When the budget was $144 million. And he pointed out how awful it was and how, oh, they, you know, yeah, real big success there. And I have such a problem with that. This is the kind of BS that this movie has to face, is that one day after it comes out, people are already saying it's a bomb.
It's one day.
It was the same thing with
give it the first weekend.
And, well, it was the first weekend, I think. Yeah, it was the first weekend.
Batman v Superman. People were like, oh, yeah, it tanked. It made double its budget.
It was, yeah. And not only that, but they also talked about how this week, or maybe it was last week, Ghostbusters in its second week dropped like 10 or so many percent. And they said, well, that's just showing it gets a failure.
At least it wasn't the Jet movie that was out of theaters within a week.
Well, also Dalton's right, because the people that pointed this out then got a reply showing how far, like, I know Batman v Superman and a couple of the superhero movies also dropped more of a percentage. So this is the unfair treatment that Ghostbusters gets. It's never going to succeed because of the assholes on the internet. The trolls won't let it. Is assholes in the Bible?
Yes, probably.
Well, one half of it.
Yeah.
You can say ass, just not holes.
You can say that on cable TV.
I heard assholes on the radio the other day. No, you can't.
They bleep holes.
No, they don't anymore. I heard of the Volbeat song, the one that says "Count on how many assholes in the room," and they don't bleep it anymore. They don't bleep it on Real Rock. Why are we bleeping it?
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, you don't have to.
You're
take
such
these.
An asshole, Dalton.
You don't have to take these. These are just when they happen.
Hey, no, I'm not going to tell that.
He likes hitting the button.
He does.
Okay, good.
He's never mind.
Jesse.
Yeah.
You are the one I will direct the political question to.
Oh boy!
Because you're the only one.
Because you're the only one who will respond.
You're the only one here that will talk to me about it. Because Tanner already said he doesn't want to discuss it. Dalton doesn't even know who Trump is. Lindsay thinks Donald Trump is just some orange-skinned, bad, toupee idiot on a TV show.
He's a mutated.
Oh, he was that.
Yeah, I was about to say
she's not wrong. Yeah. He was that. So this week, Donald Trump called for Russia to hack into the email account of Hillary Clinton to find the deleted emails.
Mm-hmm.
So that's treason, right? Like, I mean, that's illegal in some way. It's got to be advocating a foreign nation to hack into a private email server to expose your political opponent. There's some law against that, right? Am I crazy? Or
I mean, there's a law in it that like advocating someone getting their email hacked. But what is okay? First part. What does he think? He really only said that for the
soundbite.
Yeah.
He wanted the soundbite.
He wanted to, you know, get the reaction from it. He wanted to get, because you know that every Trump supporter out there went like, yeah, lying Hillary Clinton, get her! Get her!
That's a spot on.
I love the hardcore hick.
I said that's spot on Ethan's parents.
Oh, no.
he'll agree with you.
He will.
Probably. But anyway. Oh, Ethan's nodding
his
head vigorously.
Can confirm.
All right. So, you know, that's the only reason he said it, because they had, in the investigation, they had access to all of her email records.
Yeah. Like, the FBI cleared her.
Yeah. If there was anything to find, like, if there was anything to find that the Russians would be able to find, the FBI would have found it. So then you have to get into the idea of like, well, did they lie about what they found or anything else? And on top of that, just, why Russia?
Yeah.
Why would you? Why?
Well, he's already expressed his.
Oh, he likes Putin.
He loves Putin. He loves Kim Jong-un. He loves Saddam Hussein. He came out.
See, and honestly, and I think the reason that he likes Putin is because Putin has actually said that he likes Trump. He thinks Trump would be great for America. And that's because Putin knows that he can manipulate Trump.
Yeah, he says.
Because Trump's not a smart man.
He's an idiot.
He says that as he's got a, he's hiding the book that says plan to overthrow America. Step one, elect Donald Trump.
Get Donald Trump elected.
No words.
Or
just
no,
the picture.
Just step one, wait for moron to get into office.
Wait for worst president in United States history. And I'm talking about you, James Buford.
James Buford?
Is that a guy?
Not a president.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm looking it up.
I don't think it is.
You might be thinking of James Buchanan.
James Buchanan. Yes.
Sorry, James Buford.
We don't know who you are and we apologize if you listen.
Are we in the Biff world?
The Biff world. Yes, it is Back to the Future time.
Isn't that pretty much Trump?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
So who's going to go back in time?
Dibs.
Aha, no, I was right. There was a President Buford.
Was it James?
Robert Canterbury R.C. Buford is an American general manager for the San Antonio Spurs. He was named GM in 2002 after 5 seasons as team president.
But he wasn't James, and he wasn't U.S. president.
So President R.C. Buford of the San Antonio Spurs.
Wait a minute, what years?
I've got my eye on you.
What years?
Well, it was after what 5 seasons of team president, so it would have been 97.
They won a championship. That's a good president. You're anyway. Welcome, Cody. He's going to correct me and say, no, the Bulls won that year. And then I'm going to be like, dang it, you're right.
And then he'll give me a recap of it.
Yeah, he'll give us a whole recap.
And then he'll apologize.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love you, Cody.
Yeah, no, this is
felt
ridiculous.
So bad on Tuesday whenever we did the question from Aaron. I think it was Aaron of what would your fatality be? Mm-hmm. There was somebody. And we named off every person on Podzilla. And at the very end, we were like, we forgot Cody. Oh,
actually, Cody was thrilled.
Your fatality. I think I said you were like Sindel. You get that squeaky, shrieking voice and you scream at people
and
until
they just make their ears,
their
head
skin,
explode.
Their skin melts off their body. I think.
I can go with that.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate. You
I don't
witch.
Know mine.
Huh? You didn't listen to it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, can I tell him?
No.
Oh, yes.
Do it. Go ahead, buddy.
So you
get your finger on that button.
All right. No, there's no cursing.
Does it involve a button? Yeah.
So your fatality is,
You know it's good whenever
you pull out a bucket, and in the bucket are live raccoons. As you put the bucket, and this is from the view of the person taking the fatality, you put the bucket on their head. As the bucket's going on the head, you start steptoeing around the corpse. The raccoons then circle and eat the face off. And when the bucket falls off, you're gone because you don't show up to do shows anymore.
You had the most convoluted fatality.
And Allie said, "You." Because afterwards, I talked about how much I loved you. And she was like, you just said all that because of everything you said about Tanner, right? Yeah. Get ready for the marker.
All right, cool.
And then I got the straight CJ Tatum fatality, apparently.
You just talk them to death?
Yeah, you said that I would just talk them to death
no,
with facts.
No, you give facts that makes their head explode.
Yeah, so I got the CJ Tatum fatality.
Except you actually know what you're talking about.
And it's a rapid fire.
So.
I guess that's fair.
Like,
Tanner, do you have a rebuttal?
What would you like your fatality?
My finger is near the button. If you need to say it, you got to do you, buddy.
That's the first time going to be up until 4 near the button. A.m.
I'm trying because if I go, it's going to be one of those long, like 30-second just beeps.
That's fine. Those are the easy ones to do.
No, it's not.
You're the
elevator
music.
You're not the one that has. Okay, yeah. For the record, Dalton Anthony has never edited a show for Podzilla 1985. That would just be me, Jesse, and Cody.
Yep.
Didn't forget you, buddy.
Hey.
Is Cody actually posting the shows now?
Yeah.
His own? Okay.
He does it on his own.
Cool. Cause
like a big boy.
I'd been meaning to like bring that up to you since you and I both kind of drop the ball occasionally on,
I think that's why he does it himself. He just got tired of us sucking.
Yeah.
Tanner? You look like you have something
I'm
to want to say.
I'm going
to
let it pass.
Hello, Poochie. You look like you have something to say. Do you?
The do you part of that.
You're
is
good,
my
dog.
Favorite.
Like, I, you're.
I'm trying to be good.
Please go, yes, I certainly do. My home planet needs me. I must go.
You might want to leave. All right. So
should I stop now?
What's my news article?
Yes.
All right. No, hold on. We haven't finished
We're
talking
about
Duncan. Yeah. He's not yet gotten to the actual question.
We got sidetracked.
Oh, my
it
bad.
Happens a lot.
I love you, Dad.
Easily.
Or no, yeah, you did because you mentioned
I love
Russia.
You so much. Yeah. I love you so much.
What do you think? Yeah. And you're just, yeah.
Back to the show. Back to the show, Tanner. Beat me later. Jesse,
I'll hold
ahead.
Him down for you.
I don't. Did you have a follow-up? Because we did talk about the Russia thing.
Yeah,
I think we.
Well, it just Dalton, you were going to say how ridiculous it is.
No, it's just. I mean, you don't have to say how ridiculous it is because it's that ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
You're asking someone to. You're asking a nation that we are not necessarily buddy buddies with
at all
to extort another presidential candidate.
And here's a guy that is so awful at what he does. And Tanner, I'm actually going to direct this to you legitimately. Here's a guy that is so awful at what he does that is such a bad pick for president and for the Republican Party that it made you stop being a Republican.
I'm
at least for this election.
Yeah.
Because you are a Republican.
Yeah.
And we've said it before. I don't think that's news. But even you see, you're a smart guy. You see that Donald Trump is such an awful pick, that he's such a joke, that you have renounced the Republican presidential election.
Oh, yeah.
You're done with him. I know you don't like Hillary either.
No.
Not many people do. Mm-mm. There was a guy that was running against Hillary that he did pretty well. What was his name? Jim Webb.
Did you see they actually, moving past the joke, did you see they actually did prove conclusively that he lost like, almost 200 delegates from rigging?
Well, not only that.
At least 200 delegates from rigging.
The emails, and I don't remember the woman's name, I'm not even gonna try. The emails that, got exposed showing that the woman that was behind that or played a part in it in a big way was, she stepped down from the Democratic, whatever.
Convention.
Yeah. And was then hired on by Hillary Clinton to serve in her personal like Entourage / Cabinet.
Well, this is one of the things I love. There's been a lot of shady stuff happening, but I don't know if you got to watch it, but I got to watch the hearing for the Attorney General.
Mm.
Loretta Lynch, is that her name?
Yeah, Loretta Lynch.
Yeah.
There was a hearing after all charges were dropped against Hillary, and the main question they kept asking and asking and asking, if Hillary Clinton is elected and she offered you a job, would you accept it? Or would you not accept it because it would look bad on your part for, you know, having the meeting with Bill on the airplane for 30 minutes and then suggesting them not bring charges against her?
Yeah.
And she said, I can't deny that I wouldn't. She said, I cannot say I wouldn't take a job.
It's almost like politics are rigged. It's almost like politicians are evil inherently. I don't understand it.
He doesn't even know.
No,
I saw a great gif of, and I'll never use the words great in conjunction with this movie ever again, but I saw a great gif of Ace Ventura 2.
Yes.
Where he has the arrows in each leg and he points at, and it says Hillary and Donald, and he's pointing at one, then he points at the other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that scene.
I hate that movie.
I hate that movie too, but that's a good scene.
It has scenes.
See, my hope is, and I don't hate Hillary inherently. I think that she actually does have some pretty good viewpoints that align with most of mine. The problem is that, you know, she has the whole thing that she's in someone's pocket.
Yeah.
That's the problem that I have with Hillary. My hope is that once she gets elected, assuming Trump doesn't, please God.
God willing.
Assuming that Hillary gets in office, that she will just, well, now that she has the position, she can just say, hey, thanks for the money, guys. I'm here, though.
Take the money and run.
Yeah, exactly. And then just, you know, actually do good in office. And then, well, here's the thing. Like, a lot of people are talking about their main problem with Hillary at this point is that, yeah, she's in the pocket of all these super PACs. The problem that I have with that, when they're using that as a you should vote Trump, Trump is the kind of person
that
puts the money in their pockets.
Yeah.
Like, what we are doing by electing Trump is weeding out the middleman.
Yeah.
Like,
going straight to the source.
Like,
if he is elected, hopefully he's assassinated very soon afterwards.
God willing.
This is why I can't be tagged in shows.
We're not advocating for his murder.
I am.
I've done that before.
I'm not advocating. I'm just strongly wishing.
Hillary, but you know, my problem with it is Hillary Clinton has played the game perfectly. She's played the game perfectly. She is a, her problem and her strength is that she is a politician. She is a Washington insider. She is everything you hate about politicians, but at the same time, everything you need to keep the world in order, as opposed to Donald Trump's reign of chaos.
I mean, she knows the game.
She knows the game. And she picked another insider in Kane as her. Ace is getting excited right now. Not that Kane. A very boring Kane.
No, Ace is not getting excited because Ace knows who that Kane is. Because
Ace is smart. Yeah. Because Ace reads the news and doesn't just go, you know, Trump's synonymous with success. He'll rebuild America. You know how many failed ventures he has? What's a venture? Ain't that a store?
It's Adventure Time.
I don't like that anymore.
Adventure Time?
I never liked it. No, I don't like that any more now than I used to. Because now I have to tie that to this.
But anyway.
My question is, why didn't she pick Bernie to be her VP?
I don't think Bernie would have accepted it.
He would not have. Yeah. He begrudgingly put his endorsement behind her.
And you know, that's the crazy thing is that even despite all this, Bernie Sanders has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders went on there and told his followers, please stop booing.
Yeah.
Please support. Don't vote for Trump. We have to stop Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know who else basically said that? Ted Cruz.
Uh-huh.
Also said, we can't vote for Trump on stage at the Republican National Convention.
Didn't Obama flat out say, like, whenever he mentioned Trump, they started booing?
Yeah, don't boo.
Vote. Yeah.
Yeah. What a piece of garbage.
Here's my thing. I applauded for what Cruz did. Not so much that he was not backing Trump, but that he stood by what he believed.
Well, sort of.
Here's the thing. You can't – it's always irked me whenever I watch a presidential race and I watch these candidates bash each other and say some of the things they say about each other.
I hate politics.
And then they turn around and hug and, oh, you're awesome. You're my buddy.
This is the best person we have to become president now. This is the best person we have.
That's how the party system works.
Yeah, but that's especially insulting in the case of somebody like Donald Trump, who not not only debated and said his opponents weren't good for the role, but personally insulted them, personally insulted Ted Cruz's wife, called Marco Rubio a little Marco. He mocked and taunted and acted like an immature little brat. And the more he acted like an ass, the more popular he became.
Yep. He became a pop icon. I'm really hoping that all of his supporters just forget when election day is.
Remember,
like they wake up like, what were we supposed to do today?
Can we put out a false ad saying, yes, today is the day to go vote, like 2 days before it happens?
After. Yeah. Don't give them the right date.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, then they wake up that morning, hey, sister wife.
The voting bus is here.
I need my toothbrush. My tooth is looking a little yeller.
I gotta look good when I go vote for Donald Trump.
But anyway, like it infuriates me. And in Sanders' defense, like after he endorsed it, like Sanders actually said multiple times through his campaign that Hillary was good. The only downside to Hillary is that she's in the pocket of the super PACs. Like they agreed on so many different views. The only thing is, yeah, like Sanders didn't believe her on a lot of it. But if she can follow through, okay. And I really want to support voting for a third party. I do.
It's too late.
I'm just scared it's going to be a throwaway vote.
It's too late at this point.
That's the problem. And like the other thing is like, okay, first problem, there are two active ones. Everybody says that Gary Johnson's going to be the...
He's the one I always see. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's also Jill... Oh God, I can't remember her last name.
Oh,
Jill Fine?
Fine's... I know who you're talking about.
I think it's Jill Fine. Anyway. But yeah, no, those are the two. And, they're both different at Feinberg. Jill Feinberg, I think. If that's, no, maybe not.
While you're looking that up, I want to state a something real quick.
All right,
while
go ahead.
That up. Back to the Ted Cruz thing for just 1 second. When they were booing Ted Cruz and chanting Goldman Sachs at him because his wife, you know, is there, I thought to myself, you're booing him because of his wife working at Goldman Sachs. You're voting for Donald Trump. You're against Goldman Sachs, but you're in support of Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. The Republican Party is in such chaos right now, and the worst part is that they have a shot at winning with chaos and utter stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most insulting that politics has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
And it's one of those things, like, I don't necessarily think that Donald Trump being in office is the end for America.
No.
Like,
it's just a black eye.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's going to... The real downside is...
Nothing will get done.
Well, I mean, nothing will get done, regardless. Like, that's...
And the things that do get done will scare me. And
no, nothing. Literally nothing will get done. Because he's going to get stopped in Congress every time.
Mm. God, I hope so. The only thing that will happen is that every other country is going to look at us and go...
Exactly. Huh? No, that's the problem. Like, we already do not look good internationally. Like, other countries in the world just laugh at us, how stupid we are, how fat we are, and all this other
There's
nonsense.
There's a reason American looks a certain way in anime.
Oh, you're not wrong.
We've all seen that picture, that meme of that little black child from, I think, Africa, staring at that white woman with that crazy look.
Yeah.
Even they look down on us, and they eat... Never mind.
Nope.
It's going to get insulting.
Yeah, it will. So, yeah, that's the problem. Like, nobody's going to want to deal with us. Like, why? And why would they? Like, we are the country that was stupid enough to put Trump in office.
And then we have to look at ourselves.
And then he's going to tell us we're fired.
We have to look at ourselves and wonder, how did this happen? How did this happen? Do you remember when Howard Dean went, and that cost him the election?
Uh-huh.
That cost him his bid for the presidential nomination. Yeah, Donald Trump is your Republican presidential nominee.
Yeah. The bigot, the racist.
What happened to America in that time where yeah was so embarrassing that it cost you a good campaign, but you can go on TV and advocate for extortion, bigotry, stupidity, false promises, lie through your teeth, and people support you more and more. Are we that upset with how Washington is now that we're looking to the Joker? We're basically the mob in The Dark Knight, and we're looking to the Joker to take down Batman. Batman's politicians. Also, Alfred's a politician. Also, I'm a girl.
Also, Hunter's
Alfred's
a
Pidgey. Aw, you beat me to it, darn it.
All right, enough of the Donald Trump thing. We only got 10 minutes left, and Dalton, I'm skipping you.
You didn't have one, did you?
I don't
you?
Have one.
Dang it.
I was going to make some vague reference.
No.
About you.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll ask you this. This is all I ask, and we won't get personal with it.
Okay.
How's the new job going?
How's the new job?
Yeah.
That's fine.
You're excited about it?
Oh, yeah. I'm
excited. Okay. That's all I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
That's Dalton Spot. Lindsay, you had something you want to talk about Sesame Street.
Yeah, I got 10 minutes. I got upset.
What made you upset about Sesame Street?
Well, apparently they are, first off, changing networks from PBS to HBO.
Oh.
I know the look you're giving me.
Wait a minute. HBO? So, like, at any point, I can watch Sesame Street, and then the next thing be Game of Thrones?
So the Saturday night's going to be Sesame Street, followed by Game of Thrones, followed by Real Sex, followed by Taxi Cab Confessions. Are those still shows on HBO?
I don't think they're going to be on the night thing, but it's not that crazy because originally the Children's Network that did all this stuff, HBO paid for Fraggle Rock. It originally aired on HBO. So it's not completely crazy.
No, it's not. I remember when I was younger, they had quite a few.
Fairy Tale Theater was on there. I loved that show.
Something, there was like Fairy Tales for Every Child or something like that.
There was something else along those lines.
That was like,
too.
It was kind of like, we take classic fairy tales, but we mix it. There are black people, white people, Hispanics. They tried to make it more.
Gotcha.
Ethnic.
More ethnic. Yeah. So it's not too crazy, but when you say that Sesame, what?
No, nothing.
When you say Sesame Street's going to HBO, my first thought is that, you know, Bert and Ernie.
They're getting sexy.
They're getting sexy. And that Bigfoot's going to be shooting up. Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. I want to see Sesame Street.
I want to see
But it's having a lot of format.
Lindsay talks, pass it down here.
It's having a lot of format changes. It's going from being an hour long to only a half hour long. And the thing that made me mad is they are forcing the rest of the original cast to retire.
Really?
Bob McGrath, as we know, is Bob from Sesame Street.
Of course.
Roscoe Orman, better known as Gordon, to those of us who watched it, and Emilio Delgado as Lewis are all being forced to retire. They're the last of the original cast from 1969.
Oh, well, they got to be old then.
They are, but Sesame Street's been going on for 45 years.
Yeah. I'll say my friend's writing a lot of music for the show now, and it's just popular now as it's ever been.
Yeah,
it's true, but when...
And, like, they bring in new cast members and stuff, but...
But when you're old enough that when the point of the show is to count to a certain number and they can't because they can't remember the next number, it's time to retire them.
Mr. Hooper was on there, and he was older than all them.
No.
It's so mean. so mean.
They got Alzheimer's.
The one quote I saw with it was they're trying to be, like, multiracial and like all around the world. Well, apparently it's asking too much to be multi-generational.
Ask Jerry Lawler. He got pulled off TV for a younger crowd. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be one thing if they left on their own like Maria did last year. And now it makes me wonder if she left because this was going to happen.
I want to see more HBO specific actors on Sesame Street. I want Steve Buscemi to be a main part of the show from this point on.
Why is he an HBO specific actor?
He was on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
So, just in my head, like, I associate, because that show was really good.
Peter Dinklage.
The Dink could be on there. Can't you just imagine Steve Buscemi meeting, like, Grouch? What's his name? Sloucho?
Oscar.
Oh, God.
Sloucho!
Oscar Sloucho. The Grouch?
You just made Hunter real happy.
Slouch.
Okay.
I couldn't. Three times. You just made Hunter happy three times.
I just can't get past it.
Say it again.
No.
Sloucho?
No, the way he says it.
Sloucho.
Really close.
But yeah, if they were retiring on their own, I wouldn't be mad. It's the fact that they're being forced to retire.
Well, they're probably trying to retire them before they just keel over on set.
But you know, Frank Reynolds did interact with the Grouch in one episode.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was he the trash man?
Danny DeVito did. So he posted.
He was the trash man.
He was the trash man. Yeah, he was.
I'm pretty sure Danny DeVito's been on Sesame Street.
He has, yeah. Like, he has literally interacted with Grouch on Sesame Street.
I mean, so many people have been on Sesame Street. It's a cultural icon.
It's a staple.
Yeah. But if you want to speak to the young kids today, you got to have younger people on there. You can't have old folks. Old folks don't bring in ratings. That's why I will soon be replaced on this show.
Well, the kids today's parents remember those characters.
Are you sure? Parents are getting to like my age right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're actually kind of old for a parent at this point. Yeah.
That was the dumbest laugh I've ever heard in my life. It's almost like you were trying to be stupid. Ethan's laughing. That's what matters.
Is that the clip
of Danny DeVito on the show?
Maybe.
It could be. Is it?
Yeah. You copycat midget. You want to go... Oh, God. Why
Please
does Danny DeVito look
loud.
Like a homeless person? God, Danny DeVito is so oddly... and then there's the trash man. Okay.
I don't know why you had to read it out loud. You could have just watched it and enjoyed it.
Well, I think some of the funnest things we've ever done on the show is when we read things out loud, like when you read Harry Potter.
And right. Speaking of which.
That was only funny because Tanner and I had to like stop doing the show for a few minutes to compose ourselves.
We were all crying. That was funny for so many other reasons.
Okay, oh, so Lord. I don't know if there is any Harry Potter fans that listen to the show.
There are.
Okay. So Sunday.
Just not any that host it.
Yeah.
Aww.
I host things.
This show. High five. This show.
That's right.
So Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, the novelization of the play, comes out Sunday.
Yep.
July 31st, which happens to be Harry Potter's 36th birthday.
Well, hold on. A novelization of the play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a...
So it's basically another Harry Potter
book. It's a script, basically. It's a script. Yeah. Wow.
When you say novelization, it sounds like they're turning it into novel form. But they're not doing that. They're releasing, like...
They're making a book.
They're making, like, a lyric book.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always hate reading that kind of stuff. Even Shakespeare.
It's hard to read sometimes. You have to, like, wrap your brain around it.
Well, not... I mean, I was... Like, I did theater in high school, so, like, I can read... Like,
you're
I'll be
used to it.
I can read it and be able to get what's going on.
I
mean,
I can, too. I just don't like to.
It's not I got bad. A feeling they're going to actually... It's going to be written out as... Not like that. Like, it's not going to be written out as a script.
So it's going to be an actual novel.
It's
going
to be a novel. It's going to be the next Harry Potter story.
It's what it's called. It's the eighth Harry Potter story.
Yeah, The Cursed Child. Harry gets a dead-end job he doesn't like, and now he's talking about his kid. I basically summed up part of it.
Is this true, or...
Yeah, no, that's part of it. Truth, yeah.
So the story of the next Harry Potter... The next Harry Potter
literally,
book
the boy
is
that
him
saved
is
the
Harry
world.
Potter's middle-aged crisis.
He's a deadbeat dad. He hates his wife. He comes home, and he said, I wish you'd cast a damn spell to cook dinner once in a while.
Why was that for me?
Because you're a masochist.
I'm broken inside.
Misogynistic.
He doesn't
not masochist.
Know, but if like, Harry that? Potter came home and did that to Jenny, no more Harry Potter.
No, she yeah.
She's well, not lying.
She...
and I broke Tanner.
I feel like it would be less Jenny and more Mrs. Weasley once she found out about it.
No, it'd be Jenny. Jenny's mean.
Well, I mean, Jenny's mean. But Mrs. Weasley is Mrs. Weasley.
None of these things mean anything
she's
to me.
She's a mean old hag.
I stopped.
No, she's a...
How are you doing, Shannon?
Loyal.
Terrible. Yeah. Loyal old hag.
So, like, I may have cheated and went and read the entire story of what happens in the play.
Oh, yeah.
Does Harry make it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well...
Oh,
spoiler
no.
alert!
No,
spoiler
man.
Alert!
Big T.
In 3, 2...
Let's just not talk about it. Let's move past it.
All right, well, that's the show.
We may do a show about it after I read it, make sure everything was true.
We'll see you again in a couple months.
I feel like we were going to do something else that we didn't get to.
Oh, the motherfucker of the week.
I thought we were going to do something Pokemon Go.
No, yeah. We have far too little time. We're at literally 58 minutes now.
Well, I mean, we can run for another, like...
No, we can't.
11 minutes?
He has to go to bed.
No, he doesn't.
I have to go to bed.
He has to go to bed.
I've got a pregnant wife at home.
Gotcha. All right, he has to go to bed.
I have someone else's pregnant wife at home. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
All right, so Dalton, you're
sleeping with a married woman.
Dalton, you said you got this thing right. You got the mother. You got the MF of the week.
Yeah. If anybody has ever gone to a liquidation sale at any place and decides to be mean to the associates at the front counter, you are the MFers of the week. I work at a store that's going through a liquidation sale right now, and I have dealt with the rudest people for the last week. So. If you're from this area and you come and see me at my work and I look like I just hate the world, don't worry. I do. And it's partly because of you.
I would say the MFer of the week are the people that call the store wanting to sell things and tell me that it's in perfect condition. And then when they bring it in, the system is literally held together with black electrical tape.
Ew.
Well, I mean, it matches the system.
Yeah, you can't even tell.
Yeah.
I could tell.
You didn't even know.
You're the MFer of the week locally. Globally, like in the major scheme of things, who would you say is the MFer of this week? Who's the worst person that you can think of?
Other than the obvious?
I mean, I'm just gonna stick with Donald Trump for a while.
I'm so tired.
I mean,
of
he's gonna
Trump,
get the legacy award.
He
yeah.
really will.
He's gonna get the legacy award. We gotta think of somebody else.
Who else could possibly?
Who else has done something terrible this week?
This week.
This week.
The second rope at payback for almost killing Big E.
I don't think inanimate objects could be
no.
MF
that,
of the week.
But
so
that
not
inanimate
ropes.
Carbon rod got employee of the month.
No ropes, no inanimate carbon rods, no CJ. It has to be a living, breathing, moving thing.
Does it have to be all three? Because like one of those was apt.
I just caught that.
You know, we'll leave it at those right there because we got to head out of here. We're going to have Cody on Saturday with the sports show. Always good. Cody's so good.
It's amazing.
He's so good. If you, I don't know how many people here listen to his show because we're not all of us are big sports fans, but I try to listen to most things that we publish just because to support the cause. Cody is so good.
It is amazing.
He does it on his own. And damn, he just sounds so professional. Like, damn, Cody.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. If the local sports radio station does not give him a job doing his own show more than just one day a week,
we'll riot.
I will.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's their loss, really.
Yeah.
Like, Cody will get picked up somewhere at some point.
He's legitimately that damn
good. He's really good.
And he is honestly probably one of the more fun people to do a show with.
He's one of the more fun people to talk to.
And it's also one of those things, like, when we've all done shows with him, the second he starts going into the middle bumpers of, like, PZ85 and he closes his eyes, and you know that you have to shut up. Because I interrupted it one time, and I thought he was actually going to kill me.
He's also so good at repeating those things. Like,
oh, he's so good.
He's so professional at saying what the show is, who is hosting, what the topic is. Follow us here. He does everything so well. We get on here and we just dick around for an hour.
We always forget the follow. We always forget the Patreon. We always forget everything.
We forget everything because we just like to talk.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
And he likes to talk, but he has a point.
Because he gets paid to talk.
Yeah.
Well, not the rest. Not by Podzilla.
No. Not by us. We couldn't afford Cody.
Uh-uh.
And that's my point. He does an hour show by himself. Whereas all he would do on the radio would be probably a 30-minute show with commercial breaks and everything. Give him a job.
Give him a
show.
Hashtag Cody for radio.
Hashtag give Cody a chance. Cody Cody lives matter.
Cody lives matter. All right, yeah, we gotta make a new tweet. Give Cody a job.
Give Cody a job. Hashtag Lindsay, make the shirt.
I was about to say I see a Red Rebel shirt coming up, and that's gonna be the only PZ85 shirt I'll own. It's just hashtag give Cody a job.
Give Cody a job.
I don't know. Have you seen some of them shirts? That baseball shirt that Mandy got looks really good.
It does.
It really does.
Oh, you can find these shirts, these Podzilla 1985 merchandise at redbubble.com. Search for Podzilla 1985. There's some great stuff. A lot of it, most of it, all of it designed by Lindsay Wolfgang. We keep saying we're going to help out. We don't.
No,
we don't.
You don't.
We don't.
And you can get phone cases, notebooks,
t-shirts,
backpacks, thermoses,
sucky
mugs,
sucky
posters,
blowies.
Stickers. Whoa!
A shirt that has my quote. I work at a food library.
Not yet,
is
but
that
I can.
A shirt?
I can.
Well, Dalton's going to own two shirts.
I mean, it wouldn't be that hard.
Last, you also need to get a shirt that says, I said what meant.
I said what meant.
That'll be month.
What's it like being a Christian?
Last thing, Jesse, nerd up on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Please tell me you're going to talk about Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
The horrible thing that happened.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about that.
I missed something big.
We'll give you a preview after the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to hear that. I want to listen to that.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of vitriol in that one.
Good. Tanner and Dalton, thank you guys for appearing. You don't get on the show very much because you both are so busy. Jesse's also busy. I am not.
I'm never busy.
Yeah. So Lindsay and I are always available. Parties, bar mitzvahs. Call us.
Who are you going to call?
Look me up on Twitter at PZ85's Mr. 100. You can interact with me.
Did you give a shout out?
Maybe, if he pays attention to it.
Did you give a shout out for CCW last night? I didn't get to listen.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Oh,
yeah, he,
oh,
yeah,
wait, we do have one shout out.
We do have a shout out to get.
Oh,
get,
my God.
It's Branham Con 2016. Michael Branham, happy birthday. Friend of the show.
Wasn't it yesterday?
No, it's today.
Today.
I put it on Facebook today.
Ruh-roh.
I put it on Facebook. I just thought I did it yesterday.
You might have done it after midnight yesterday.
True.
That's
just don't feed Branham after midnight. Don't get him wet. If you wonder why he smells that way, there's a reason. All right. Thank you guys for being on the show. Thank you guys for listening. Ethan, thank you for being here. And all right. So Ethan was going to be on the show tonight. Ethan left with Calvin and I thought he was gone. So then it was like, Dalton's like, hey, do you want a fifth? I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? Ethan then comes back in as Dalton's grabbing the mic, and I go, oh,
well,
that's awkward. So thanks for being here, Ethan. Thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned to Cody on the weekend on the sports show, and then we'll be back to do this all again next week on Podzilla 1985. Tanner, since you're here, take us out.
Go check out CCW.
Also, Cape Graven Grounds champion. Tanner,
that's right.
Cover.
Yeah, right here. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, and tag team champs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck it, Anthony.
Lap.
Anthony. Good night.